Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Welcome one and all. Some were invited, where applicable. After time of taping, these shows will be available next day. Time of taping, I believe it's still July 8th. Little joke there for today. And all of this will be available tomorrow. The YouTube video, first version of, and then I have been blessed that I'm on pretty much all the platforms that you would hear an audio podcast. Until they discover who I really am, I tease a little bit. So I repeat here, some of you may have heard the Prelude show and show Spurl, where I've talked about Dr. Christina. And if you guys have been around for a while, in 3 years, you've certainly heard me talk about Dr. Christina, Dr. Feynman, all of the Fine members and team over at Holistic Actions. And for a second, you bear with this old timer. I'm going to repeat her bio. I have to go off camera to myself. Unfortunately, you guys still have to see me. Christina Chambeau, DVM, is an internationally known homeopathic veterinarian and associate editor of the Integrative Veterinary Care Journal. She's written several books on animal health care. After opening her own homeopathy veterinary practice in 1983, she was a mere child when she started. I'm teasing a little bit. She founded the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy and was on the faculty of the National Center for Homeopathy Summer School for 10 years. Dr. Christina is also an Integrative Medicine Adjunct Faculty Liaison for the Maryland Veterinary Technician Program and lectures on a wide array of topics, including integrating holistic options into veterinary practices, as well as guidance on how to choose the best approaches to heal animals and sustainability. And just a couple of seconds ago, with all due respect to her, her biography is extensive for a very valid reason. So I'm going to say hello to Dr. Christina. Welcome one and all. And she's going to tell us all about herself, continuing on her bio. And she's definitely going to edify us on Holistic Actions 101 for we veterans, for we beginners, for wherever we're in between. We're here to learn, and yours truly. Welcome, Christina, Dr. Christina, and please take it away. And thank you so much for being here.
Well, I want to thank you, Grandpa Bill, for hosting these podcasts. It's wonderful. It's thank critical, you. Actually, because in the world, people who live with animals are bombarded by negative thinking and bombarded by things that actually make our animals sicker. So first, I just want to make a few corrections. I'm no longer editor of the IVC Journal, but okay, it's still you. Out there for veterinarians. So there are other people at they're on their second editor after me, but that was really fun. And then
you
I
held
wanted
the position.
Also,
you
did the position. For 6 years. And then for, I want to do a shout out for the person who co-founded the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy with me, actually two people, but the talented and famous and wise Dr. Richard Pitcairn.
For sure.
Was the key of founding the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy along with Jana Rigas and myself. And I want to do a second shout out for Allison Key, who's a acupuncture Chinese medicine trained veterinarian. And she took over the program at the Essex Community College for Veterinary Technicians in Maryland and has continued more on the physical rehab side. They sort of shifted it, but she brings in some holistic stuff as well. She does her best to get it in there.
Obviously, all of those individuals, obviously, in all due respect, just about everybody certainly knows Dr. Pitcairn to whatever degree that they know him. With no aspersions on the others. With no aspersions on the others.
Right.
Continue.
So first I want to start with what my mission is. So my mission, maybe I came up with it after about 8 years of being in practice, is to empower people, that's you, each one of you working with animals, empower people to heal themselves and heal their animals in ways that heal the planet. So as Grandpa Bill has, in many of his podcasts, his guests have spoken about how we're all one. It's not humans using the resources up of the planet. It's not humans being in charge of our animals and our animals not having any say-so. It's really about we're all one. And so everything is sentient, even the rocks. I've gotten so far as when I'm with other people who are good at it, I can hear plants talking to me. I was blessed in the Tetons recently to have a beautiful walk where I did actually hear them talking to me. It's
I'm envious.
Rare.
I'm envious can, in a very good way. I'm
can
envious.
Can you do that?
Continue. Yeah. Continue.
Can you hear the animals?
Can
you hear the plants?
I really can, and it's not about me, but I can. I can.
Good.
So continue.
Well, the next challenge for me is to slow down enough to hear the rocks.
Yep. I'm not there yet, but
okay.
I'm working on it.
In ancient Hawaii, when they were building a temple, they would ask each rock they were considering to use if it wanted to be part of the temple. And
correct.
If it said yes, it didn't weigh anything, no matter how big it was.
It is such amazing.
Isn't that wonderful?
It really is. I have the same appreciation and belief that if you talk to good quality water, sacred water, that it is, and that you can project your image and the water listens, it has its own voice. That's my rock, if you will, at this juncture in my life. But that's so great. Continue on that, please.
And actually, what you say, so one of the joys, we'll be talking about holistic actions in a minute, which is a member empowerment site, which does exactly what my mission is. Dr. Feynman created it. You've heard from him, and we'll hear from him again on Grandpa Bill's.
Well,
but,
sure.
At Holistic Actions, I get to keep learning. As you said at the beginning, whether you're new or you've been doing this forever or you're right in the middle, we keep learning.
Learning every day, and I've been at it for a couple of days, learning every day.
That's
continue,
right.
Continue.
So a practical tip that I learned on one of our weekly Monday night webinars is that I already knew from Emoto's work about speaking to water. If
correct.
You label a jar, thank you, water, for healing, or thank you for being, the water actually is different. And I was excited. I live in Florida in the winter and Washington State in the summer. And I went into this juice bar, vegan juice bar, and she brought out two half pint jars that had rice in it, cooked rice in it. And one of the jars had a label and had been spoken to nicely. And the other jar was labeled negatively and was spoken to negatively. And the rice in the negative jar, these jars, so think for a moment, rice, cooked rice, sitting out on a counter, not in a fridge. What should happen to it? Well, that's what the negative jar looked like. It
correct.
Was all grody and moldy. The jar that had been talked to nicely, the water had kept it pure, and you could have eaten that rice.
Exactly.
So what you can do, here's the tip for your pets, is under the water bowl, under the food bowl, because food is mostly water. Hopefully you're not feeding kibble or you're transitioning away from that.
Never do that.
Write a note that says, thank you, water, for, and then whatever you want, for helping Bruno, for healing Susie, for maximizing health on the planet. So however you want to phrase it, and you can change it.
Correct.
And you can also label your water faucet tap or whatever you're doing. So I keep learning things. I knew about all the theory, but I'd never thought about putting it under the food bowl or putting it under the water bowl.
It's so commonsensical with no aspersions on anybody. It's an easy oversight. Continue.
There's so many things of that. So many of the topics and the speakers that Grandpa Bill has had on are talking about the energetic ways of healing yourself, the planet, and your animals. Talking about things, and these are words you may not know, and we're not going to go in detail, but check out some of his speakers and you'll hear them. Ho'oponopono, Reiki, Positive thinking. By the way, Grandpa Bill, have you yet interviewed Bernie Siegel?
Shame on me, no.
Today, when we get off this show, you send him an email.
I promise.
Because he is so excited about sharing how love heals animals.
In all candor, I have heard that from a lot of my constituents, and I will be there, but for sure.
I already know
he will and does.
He's so excited about speaking. So there are several places you can hear, in addition to Grandpa Bill's, you can hear these wonderful leading people speak. And one of them is at holisticactions.com.
For sure.
Members, every Monday night, and Grandpa Bill shows up there when he can, get to hear these wonderful speakers. You can also, not being a member yet, you can go to YouTube, and there are two different places to go that I'd like you to go. One is Holistic Actions. And some of our speakers on Monday night, we put their recordings on YouTube. Most of them are available only to members, and they can access anything we've ever done in the past. Yeah. However, some of them, you know, we feel are critically important. Like if you have a cat, we have a recording of Anitra Fraser, who wrote the book, The Natural Cat, back in the 80s. She was the beginning. She and Dr. Pitcairn were the first two. There were other books out there, but they were the first two to grab hold. And many editions later, they both have changed their recommendations, but she thinks and speaks cat. So if you have a cat, that's a must on either Holistic Actions at YouTube or All Paws, like your animal's feet, All Paws Pet Talk TV. And we have Bernie Siegel, we have Anitra Fraser, and we have many other speakers, many of which have been speakers at Holistic Actions. So those are two places you can go. And remember, as you do with when you're watching and listening to Grandpa Bill's, be sure you click subscribe, because those numbers make a difference in reaching out. And we all need to reach out to counteract the negative thinking that's out there. So if you click subscribe, when those numbers are at a certain level, then different things happen. I don't know about all this, but so when you go to any of those or Grandpa Bill's, be sure you click subscribe.
And pay it forward, like the doctor said, to the great doctors' websites and all. And I could go on, I have so many of the speakers that they're all great. What is Grandma's name with my wonderful memory, the indigenous?
Nancy.
Of course it is. Can you just maybe tell us about Grandma Nancy as well as the entourage of the many doctors? She is just so amazing, as well as your other guests. Yeah.
What I would encourage you is ask Dr. Jeff, because he knows more about her tribe, her nation. But Grandma Nancy is very committed to animal health as well as every grounded Native American is committed to the sentience of all beings, the sentience of all life. So let's get practical here.
Let's go.
So one of the things, the most important, and that's why I've sent you to these YouTube channels, the most important thing you can do to help the planet, to help the universe, and to help each of your animals is how you think and how you feel. That is the most important. And Bernie Siegel, Anitra Fraser, and many others speak to this on all of these resources we've talked about. And you may go, yeah, but my cat's in kidney failure and the conventional veterinarian says I need to euthanize him. How can I have positive thoughts? It can be a challenge, but your goal is to have positive thoughts even in the face of tragedy or upsetting news. And in a moment, as we go through this course that you can take that's free, you'll see there's a place that helps you do this. Holistic Action certainly can hold your hand through it, but you can do it on your own. You really can shift to positive thinking. So that's the most important thing. And again, a lot of Grandpa Bill's speakers have talked about that, have talked about different ways of thinking positively and how important it is. So if that's the one takeaway that you get from this talk is to work at thinking positively, that's awesome. Now, of course, I can also tell you that no matter how ill your cat is with renal failure, holistic approaches can completely turn them around. And some you can do yourself. Some you need a professional holistic veterinarian to work with. And we'll talk more about finding a holistic vet in a minute. So for free, you can go to holisticactions.com. And all you have to do is give your email and create a password. And you can take the Holistic Health Fundamentals 101 course for free. And it's got 5 lessons. And in those 5 lessons, it really covers the entire gamut of what you need to prevent illness in the future, to cure or help cure whatever's going on currently. So whether you have an ill animal or you have an animal who seems to be fairly healthy, if you really will dig in and implement, take your time. It's okay. You can implement one thing at a time. We're not saying you have to do it all at once. But if you read through these lessons, I would suggest more than one time. Then you're going to learn a ton. We all need more than one time, right?
Of course. Of course.
No matter how young or old you are.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
And the other piece is there are links in the course that if you're not a member, they may not be active, which may make you think about becoming a member to learn more about each of the topics covered. But even without being a member, this course is full of important do it now material. So quickly, I'll give you an overview of the 5 lessons. The first is symptoms. How do animals get ill? How do they recover? And guess what? True for people too, and even plants. So that's number one, is realizing that symptoms are clues that are beneficial clues. They're also the way the animal and people are healing themselves. And they're clues to what's happening, whether you're making good choices or not good choices. So that's a number one is critically important to read, reread, think about, mull it over. Number two, lesson two, totally practical. What's the best food to feed? And we'll get back to each of these in a minute. Number three is the importance of avoiding toxins of all sorts. Toxins in your home, toxins in your yard, flea and tick chemicals, vaccines, things like that. So again, we'll talk more about that in a minute. And then a critically important one that you could implement immediately is happiness. What makes your animals happy? And what can you do to do more of that, along with breathing and exercise and some basics? So number one and number four are really critical in terms of the paradigm, the thinking differently. And then finally, we have a really good actions. What actions can you take? And in that section, we go through a lot of specifics. And I would say of all of them in that section, the most important is creating your own healthcare team, your own holistic healthcare team. So Grandpa Bill, what animals do you have in your life?
Okay, real funny story, because, and I don't admit, you do so many chat rooms and people making comments. Of recent note, at one of them that I did chime in, There was a specific question that I got from somebody. It's why I made a point in between my shows to chime in, because I knew you guys were going to address it. So it came up that I chatted, and with my disability and all, I've had two sets of brother rescue cats over 32 years going into the 33rd year. And who cares? It probably was me. It got interpreted, and it was funny because you said, stand up and applaud, Bill. I think you thought that it was my same two.
One cat. I thought it was one cat of 32 years. No, yes.
Which, who cares? That was so beautiful, and I'm so slow. I could raise my hand, and I just let it go because it was so funny. But the point on that real quickly, the first two lived to be 18 to play to all your point. We did everything kelp, you know about kelp. We did supplements. They were beautiful. They were in great shape. They lived to be 18. We took what we were thought to be taught over the decades from veterinarians to protect them the way that they were trained and how they're financed and so forth. Dry food. My two cats at 18 had all of the horribleness at the end, kidney failure, renal failure, they had a stroke. We were walking around with portable IV bottles and all that. Mm-hmm. Point of that whole story, those two easily would have lived into their 20s, no doubt in my mind, having lived under those conditions. And we did a lot of good things along the way. Good nutritive kelp and so forth. But you learn, and they're not mistakes. That was a case of old mindsets. And thanks for bearing with me, doctor. My two present are 15, going strong, and even with my broken lights and my broken cameras and all of that, when they join me on screen, it's readily apparent how radiant their fur and skin and coats. They do drink good water. I have not put the verbiage underneath. I'm going to. That was a great point. But we all learn along the way, and we all, and so cumulatively, 33 years of cats, two sets of brother cats. So the funny story plays right into your point, if you want to kind of, I got you side-rooted a little bit, but that plays right into everything you're talking about. Please continue.
Well, my question is, do you have a holistic healthcare team for these two now healthy, currently healthy?
For my own two, other than you folks, I don't because we broke from the traditional vets that we went to with them. Mm-hmm. So per se, to go to a building with that team, no. But I have a wealth of teams through you guys and gals. And honest to God, to this point in time, they are in great shape. They're strictly indoors. They are kit gloved and all of that. So far, so good. Their balance is, I know you're going to get to that. Their beam's real good, and that means a lot. That means a lot that at some point in time, if not today, it's part of holistic actions as well. To answer your question, I'm so sorry. Not in a structured environment, but I got you guys.
So definitely that's creating a holistic healthcare team is going to be one of the steps for you.
Absolutely.
Because we'll talk about that when we get into the action section.
Continue.
So we're gonna talk briefly about each of these sections. Hopefully it's going to intrigue each one of you to take the course, and it's free. So take the course and you're going to learn tons more, but I'll give you tips that you can walk away with right now and little bit of a deeper understanding. So the first thing is, we talked already a little bit about symptoms, and so every animal and every person, when they're born, has an energy field, a quantum field, they now call it in physics. And because of the genetics, each one is different. But also because of the condition of the parents when they conceived the animals or yourself, that applies. And so each one is unique. And some of them have no sensitivity to foods, no sensitivity to vaccines, and they can live to be 18, even though they do get ill at the end. But instead of 10, they live to 18,
right,
because they're not that sensitive to that. Right. Other animals are sensitive to things we don't even know.
So true.
So sometimes you will follow all of the things we talk about here and all the things Grandpa Bill's different speakers talk about,
yep,
and your animal gets cancer at 6 and dies.
Yep.
There is here's another tidbit for you to walk away with. Number one was your thinking, how you think. And this is related to that. There is no one right answer. There is no one expert that can tell you what each of your animals needs. You are the best expert because you're living with them 24/7. And with the tools that you'll learn in the course, you'll be able to decide which direction you're going. Okay, back to symptoms. So here we have this energy field, and it's now been triggered by something. Maybe a vaccine, maybe not, maybe food, maybe the planetary alignment during this lifetime.
Seriously.
Absolutely. And now it's been pushed off balance. So it's now sort of twisted. Now, everybody in the world, everything in the world wants to have homeostasis or balance. And so to get back in balance, the only way that an energy field can get back in balance is to create symptoms. So that's really important, is that every symptom, except a few like really physical ones like breaking a bone,
right?
But how they heal from it is still individual. But in 98% of the time, all symptoms are a result of the energy field attempting to get back in balance.
Right.
That means, so I'm reiterating it in a different way because it's sometimes hard to hear. The ear infection is not caused by bacteria. The ear infection is not caused by an overgrowth of yeast. The diarrhea was not caused by eating bad food. The allergies are not caused by specific trigger, by specific allergens. All of those symptoms and any other symptom, a cherry eye, cancer, all of those are an attempt of the energy field to get back in balance. Okay, well, that means that maybe the many, 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 many times that we as conventional veterinarians say you need an antibiotic to get rid of the bacteria that caused the ear infection, that's not what's needed. What's needed is to do something to rebalance the energy field, and then the ear problem will go away and stay away for good.
Sure.
So that's the key of symptoms, is using them as clues that something's out of balance. And there are a couple of early ones, and Bill mentioned this earlier. So what's great is we have ways by using symptoms to tell if this energy field is just a little bit out of balance. One of them is, it's funny because when I wrote the Healthy Animals Journal back in 2005 or thereabouts, I had you create a master symptom list. And these books are available. They're free to members of Holistic Actions, or you can go to my website, which is my name, ChristinaChambreau.com, or myhealthyanimals.com, either one. Yeah. And you can purchase them there. So there's an ebook for dogs, an ebook for cats, or a physical Healthy Animals Journal. I have people create a master symptom list. And my first three I pre-printed on the master symptom list, which was energy level, appetite, and behavior. Now, Dr. Jeff created, he loves acronyms, so he created BEAM.
He does.
Shine the light on health, shine the beam of the light on health. So it's
so
behavior, energy, appetite, and mood. So he and I were definitely on the same track because that's what homeopathy is based on.
It's a beautiful collaboration. It's a beautiful collaboration. Continue.
Yep. The second thing is back in the early 90s, about four of us homeopathic veterinarians, Don Hamilton, Charlie Loops, myself, several others, got together and we had noticed that some of the symptoms that people were concerned about and that were ones that veterinarians and people would sort of go, well, that's normal. It's normal that some dogs stink and need bathing once a week or every other week. It's normal that some cats throw up hairballs and need to stay on hairball gels. It's normal for this, this, this. And we, after we'd been practicing homeopathy for 4 or 5 years, had realized that once animals became healthy, they didn't do those things anymore. And then in questioning our clients, other animals in the household who were healthy in every way didn't do those things. So then we put together a list called early warning signs of internal imbalance. So that's saying that this energy field is a little bit out of whack. Now, it doesn't mean that a cat who's throwing up hairballs is going to have inflammatory bowel disease, has cancer in the stomach. These symptoms are not ones of disease. They're not ones even indicating of specific diseases are going to happen. These are symptoms merely saying the energy field is a little out of whack, and now you need to do something in this animal's life to shift something. We don't know what necessarily, but we'll know that we've progressed towards health when those early warning signs of illness go away and the beam is back to that of a young adult. You know, I don't know that the energy level of puppies and kittens is ever,
yeah,
you know,
true.
You often don't get back to that, but you do get back to early adulthood. Bright eyes, good energy, nice appetite, good behavior, no vomiting of hairballs, learn well, things like that. So all of these are...
To go to your point real quickly, my 15-year-olds, the dynamics of my house, it's a small condo, but it's 3 levels. There's built-in stairs. When they decide to be brothers and wrestle around and they still got it in them, they still like Rocky the Flying Squirrel from Bullwinkle, and they can book up the stairs for advanced 15 years. Those are the things that make my heart continue.
And those are the things that indicate that at this point, there's not an imbalance.
Correct.
The other thing you can do to help determine if there's an imbalance, so these are these subtle symptoms is what we're looking at now. So you can catch things before it moves into overt symptoms, meaning that the energy field is really twisted, is to find, and it may take you working with 3, 4, 5 different people until you find the right one, an animal intuitive who can tune in once or twice a year and say, oh, you know, things are off balance a little bit. I think you need to tweak the diet, or maybe it's time for more acupuncture. So that's the other way. So there's beam, early warning signs of internal imbalance, and working with an animal intuitive. So those three things can help prevent problems in the future. So we talk then, so that's what lesson one is about, is deeply understanding symptoms. Now, lesson
quick,
two.
Another quick, real quick footnote, everybody. It's easy to navigate, user-friendly. They're icons for the particular, if it's fleas or whatever the subject matter there is. It's just a wealth of knowledge, very friendly, user-friendly, navigateable, and please continue.
Our webmaster, Runa, has done a marvelous job, absolutely.
It's brilliant. Continue.
So lesson two is, what should we feed our animals? So this is going to be a really short comment from me, because we can talk for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours about feeding.
Again,
but
we could.
Here's the question for each of you to think about. What food should you be feeding yourself? And what food do you feed yourself? And what foods do you pretty much common sense know would be best? Should you be eating Dinty Moore's beef stew twice a day for the rest of your life? And then you go, well, yeah, but I feed organic to my pets. Okay, should you be feeding Amy's organic pot pies twice a day for the rest of your life? Is that what you should be eating? Oh, so what should you be eating? Local, sustainably raised, humanely raised, or whatever you can afford that's fresh, the freshest possible, and a lot of variety. Well, does that make sense for a person? Absolutely. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, macrobiotic, I'm drawing a blank on the fish one, or Weston Price, high meat, keto diet, whatever the diet is,
The gamut,
everybody agrees that fresh is best. You want
for
the
sure.
best possible ingredients.
For sure.
And processed foods for people, you don't know what's in them. You don't know the source of it. And then you have to look at the cost to the environment. So if you have processed foods, kibble, canned food, even commercial raw or freeze-dried or
So true.
dehydrated,
So true.
all of these have a place where they're going to make the food. The ingredients come from who knows where,
Correct.
maybe across the oceans. What's the cost to the environment to feed New Zealand lamb, lamb that is raised well, but then is being shipped across the oceans? What's the cost? So wherever the ingredients are coming from, if they're
So true.
byproducts of the people food industry,
So
in
true.
one way, that may be better for the environment because it might be in a plant right next door. But then you
So
have to
true.
look at the health benefits of byproducts.
It's a complex situation when you dig deep, but did you find out that it's a complex situation? It
And
really
then
is.
the next step is at the plant, that costs energy to put together this food, however it's done. Good
Right.
ingredients or not good ingredients, it still takes energy. And then we have packaging. Some holistic companies are working really as hard as they can to use better packaging, but it's
Correct.
still taking resources from the planet. And then it gets shipped out to distributors, and then the
Right.
distributors ship it out to the stores, and then you drive to the store. So the bottom line of all of this is number one, variety. Whatever you're feeding, whether it's kibble, canned, raw, dehydrated, freeze-dried, or fresh, you want to feed a variety. What if your cat absolutely is addicted to Friskies and then Friskies changes their formula and now your cat won't eat Friskies and you haven't trained the cat to eat a lot of other things? Or I'm feeding fresh chicken and three vegetables that I puree and these
Awesome.
three supplements.
Awesome.
Well, if that's all you're feeding, meal in, meal out, you're missing a variety of amino acids, a variety of minerals, and what happens if your cat's balance becomes shifted and doesn't like chicken anymore? So, the very best is to feed a variety of fresh food. And you can each start this wherever you are on the spectrum by adding in different fresh foods that you've never tried before. And again, we could talk for hours on this, but
We could. We could.
that's the nut of it right there. That's the key and the
It really
kernel
is. And
is
variety is the
feed
spice of life. Variety is the spice
variety.
of life.
Absolutely. It is not just the spice of life, really. It
Correct.
is life
Correct.
itself.
It's the
It
essence
is
of
how to
life. If we
have
want, it's the
to.
essence of life if we want to go
It's the
really deep.
essence of life.
Yeah,
There you go.
continue. Yeah,
Perfect.
continue.
So
Continue.
true. Okay, the next one's quick as well because it could be a long talk and there's lots of material out there, both on my website and in Holistic Actions and in many other places and different
And there
speakers
are, I'm going
that
to
Bill
keep
has had.
interjecting that for the general part. There are, continue. So many sources. There are, continue.
However, the key thing about sources is if you Google something, back to food for a minute, if you Google fresh feeding for animals, you're going to have one site that says only feed raw meaty bones, don't ever feed vegetables.
So true.
Feed vegetables, feed
So true.
mostly vegetables. You can even do vegan and vegetarian
So true.
and everything in between. The problem with each of those sites is they're telling you this is the only way to do it. And every
Correct.
animal is unique. So back to what I was saying, feeding a variety, regardless of your choice,
Correct.
will help. And then
For
adding
sure.
in as much fresh food as you can will help even more. So you have to be careful of your sources. That's what's wonderful about holistic actions. Some people are confused because we'll have one speaker that says one thing. These supplements are critical.
Correct.
Another speaker or one of the faculty at Holistic Actions, I don't think any supplements except calcium. By the way, back to food, calcium is critical. Whether you feed raw bones,
it really is.
That are edible, or a supplement, you must feed calcium.
You must.
So
you must.
May say, I don't think any supplements are needed except calcium or taurine cats. Well, maybe I'm not right. And then somebody else says, these are the supplements I think are critical.
Correct.
So on Holistic Actions, although we may have different opinions, we're telling everybody all the time, your animal is unique. You need to find what works for your animal. You could try what this person says or this person says or take some from both, but you are in charge of your animal. And that's the same thing for the third section on toxins. Some of our speakers may say you need to use heartworm prevention. Others say you don't need to use heartworm prevention, and you get to be educated on the rationale behind it. Use your common sense to decide what approach you want.
Thank you
and
for that
how
word.
Harmful
thank you for, thank
it
you for
might
that
be.
Word, common sense. Thank you. Continue. Continue. Thank
Two
you.
Words, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
It's your choice. And that's the other piece that's important too, is there are lots of different choices. So avoiding toxins in the yard. Well, first off, flea and tick. If your dog and cat are healthy, they won't get fleas.
Correct.
If your dog and cat is very healthy, they will be much less likely to get any diseases from ticks. They may
Correct.
Still get the ticks, but they'll get fewer diseases.
Correct.
And in that section, we give you multiple approaches that you can do until they're healthy to help in a sustainable way for the planet, in a way that doesn't harm your pets, to prevent fleas and ticks.
Correct.
Do not be using flea and tick prevention chemical year in, year out, month in, month out. Don't, period. There's so much other ways to do it. Now, I'm not saying to never use it. There
right.
are times. I had right. a woman who was totally healthy with her two cats, totally holistic with her two cats in her life. She was pregnant. Something happened and she had to go to the hospital quickly for the pregnancy towards the end. The cats got put outside.
You have to do
so
what you
neighbor
have to do.
Was feeding them, taking care of them. When she got home with this new infant in a lot of stress, so
of course.
Her thinking was not as healthy as possible because of what
imbalance.
Had gone on for
it
her.
Imbalance. It wasn't an
she
imbalance.
Was in, she was in an imbalance, and the cats came in loaded with fleas. They tried maybe a week of holistic approaches. She was afraid to put her baby down anywhere. She was, you know, so I said, whatever was active, whatever was a conventional product back then, I said,
yeah,
do
sure.
it. Absolutely do it right now. Get rid of the fleas, repeat it in a month, and then go back to doing all your holistic.
Dr. Christine,
now,
a quick question. Have
mm-hmm.
you found in your many years of experience diatomaceous earth to be successful, not successful, fleas, ticks, or don't do diatomaceous earth? What would be your consensus?
Diatomaceous earth is one of 25 different ways
True.
That work.
Okay.
There are no, there is, in my estimation, nothing that always
Agreed.
Works.
Agreed. Would you put it in your cache? Would you put it in your cache of weapons, if you will?
It is certainly right. one of the things that, when
Thank
used
you.
Appropriately, and never use diatomaceous earth that's made for pools. You
Correct.
Want to use
Thank
garden.
You for bringing that. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that, because that's a
you want to use garden
deadly,
quality
that's
diatomaceous
deadly,
earth.
That's a deadly mistake. So please don't
yep.
make that mistake.
It is.
Continue. Continue.
So toxins, one of the biggest toxins we have is the overuse of vaccines. Each vaccine,
yep.
and we're changing, the vaccines are actually getting better. So from a toxic point of view, they're getting less toxic, but they still may have heavy minerals in them like mercury.
So true.
Most important is they're affecting the immune system and the balance of some animals who are sensitive to the vaccine.
True.
But all animals are still getting slightly poisoned by them. So here's the thing. I'm not saying to not vaccinate. You definitely need to stay legal with the rabies, and you can make some other choices in that, but you need to be well educated on that. You should stay legal with rabies. And then the other vaccines, you need to learn about them for dogs and cats and horses and rabbits and all of that. Are they needed? How often do they need to be given? And most of it is not at all. You can build natural immunity with puppies and kittens, or you can give one or two shots at the beginning for distemper and parvo. The other vaccines are not needed, or for cats, panleukopenia. Others aren't needed. Those viral diseases usually give lifetime immunity. But again, this is why, and this is for you as well, Grandpa Bill, this is why you need to have a holistic healthcare team starting at day one, not waiting until they get sick. You need to have a holistic vet, either locally or by phone. Homeopathic vets can work by phone. Other vets, because of COVID, have wonderful remote programs. You need to have somebody that if your animal becomes ill, maybe you tried natural exposure for immunity, and all of a sudden you've got diarrhea and vomiting, and you don't know if that dog has come down with parvo or if that dog just got into something and ate something. And so you want somebody you can call that's already knows you, that you've been paying them already. They're on your, they're there for you. Now, Holistic Actions can help. You can post, members can post 24/7 at our informal chat room that we have, the forum that we have, not Facebook, but on the website. So they can post there. But we're not going to be able to give you the same care because we're not treating your animals. So you need a vet that's on call, or whether it's local or not, in addition to maybe a conventional vet. So that's important with the vaccines. Otherwise, it's just common sense with toxins. You know, are you going to spray your yard with pesticides? No. Instead, if you do have fleas right now, or you want to work on fire ants or other, or you want to help your dog park not have fleas, then you can use nematodes and tons of other cool information. Flea Destroyers is the best nematode company out there.
Thank you.
So that's a brief, again, on lesson number three. Lesson number four. You know, this one is so common sense, and yet some people aren't using their common sense. So exercise. Should people exercise?
Of course.
Do all of us exercise? No. Right. But we know we should.
Of course.
Same thing's true for the animals, cats and dogs. Here's an important piece. Animals need us to be exercising with them.
With them. Thank you. Thank
Turning you. Them out in a yard and thinking, oh, they're going to run and play together.
Yeah.
Leaving them on a runner. So all of those are okay as addition, but you must also be with them. And that's called walking a dog without your cell phone or only having it in your pocket for emergencies.
Thank you.
Even if you're walking dogs with friends, you also want to be walking your dog with being just with your dog.
Absolutely.
For part of your walks.
Absolutely.
And then we need mental stimulation for our dogs and cats. They, you know, whatever is needed for them. Who was I speaking with recently? Oh, I know. A friend of mine. And I don't come down hard on my friends. And I don't want you all to come down hard on your friends. They do what they do, and they're ready to listen when they're ready to listen. So my friend had a dog who barked a lot, so she bought one of those bark collars.
Right.
Which to me is really bad. I really don't like it.
I agree. I'm a layman, but I agree. Continue.
That was what she did, and various other things that there were a few things I sort of disagreed with her. And the dog was pretty much out of control. Young dog. You know, would jump on you, would have to be put in a room, would, You know, it was definitely behavior issues. Not enough mental stimulation.
Right.
Not enough walking. The dog ran loose, but didn't have the training. And then my friend was very incapacitated and had arm problems and things. And so she decided to train this dog as a service dog.
Oh,
and
geez.
In 6 months,
oh, beautiful.
I saw the dog a year ago, and now, you know, for a few months, she's been training her a year or something like that. She's been training this dog, and the dog is a totally different dog.
So beautiful.
I'm not saying it's perfect by any means, but it's
Who's perfect?
Is now grounded. This dog is now thoughtful. If you say something, you know, if the dog's starting to go off base and
it's
the
me.
Dog, and you say something, I can see the dog thinking about it, deciding whether to listen to me or not to listen to me. But it's grounded and thoughtful.
It's
now,
so
some
beautiful.
Dogs, being trained as a service dog, would do it. For other dogs, it's doing scent work. For other dogs, it's whatever.
Sure.
Cats, train them to do high five. Train them to roll over. Find out what brings happiness
exactly.
to your cats, yourself, your dogs, your horses. And it's different for everyone. So I've had five Australian Terriers in a row, and this one is totally different. Well, then you do something different.
Yep.
This dog doesn't want to, this dog isn't hyper. This dog isn't, well, then you need to find what's good for this dog.
You just did. But can you, like, certain breeds are a certain way. All pit bulls are going to kill you or whatever. And they're all different. Of course not. Can you expand?
Well, it all goes back to the individuality. It goes
Thank
back
you.
To the
Thank
what
you.
They're born
Thank you.
With.
Thank you.
Gives them what they're sensitive to.
Thank you.
How they think and feel,
Thank
and
you.
What illnesses they tend to have, with behavior being an illness.
Thank you.
You know, and each animal is different. Now, do certain breeds have a tendency to be a certain way? Sure.
Sure.
And that's important when you're,
if
you
they
know, when you're working
if
with them.
If they're allowed to harvest that innate wild trait, it manifests itself accordingly. It's a lot
or
to
differently
do.
For each individual too.
within the said breed, as you just said, that five times five.
Yep.
Of, I'm sorry, which breed is it that you've had five times? You just said it. Yeah,
oh, all of them.
But they're all individual within themselves.
Yes,
if
they
one
are.
Cries, the next one doesn't necessarily.
Absolutely.
Cry. Continue.
Okay,
Continue.
Now lesson five, the last lesson, is the actions you can take. And the first one is something that Dr. Jeff came up with called HMDM, Holistic Medical Decision Making.
Love it.
It has three steps. Step one is set a goal. Step two is do research. Step three is decide what you need to do next and then evaluate how well that works. And we go into detail about that. That is going to help your mental state be calmer. It will help you decide if you need to go to the vet or not, as will posting in the forum. So HMDM is great. The next one is we have home exams, home health exams that we train you to do. You can buy a stethoscope for $20 and learn how to listen to the heart. You can do a capillary refill. You can learn to palpate your dogs to see, is this lameness? Do I really need to go to the vet? Is there a bone that seems to be obviously broken here or not? Can I wait 24 hours and see what happens or try something at home? And then we look more deeply at the different types of symptoms to help you evaluate in the research section of HMDM what you need to be doing next. And then the key is we talk about evaluation. So whatever treatment you do, whatever lifestyle choices you make, you can evaluate, are they moving towards a cure or great health, or are we temporarily helping but not deeply curing?
Right.
And that's often, and that can happen, all of these can happen with conventional or not. Or are we suppressing? Did we quickly get rid of a symptom, but now they're worse overall? So those are the three main ways of evaluating if what you're doing is working or not. And it's using, back to the beginning, BEAM, early warning signs, and maybe working with an intuitive. And then one of the ways that will help you track these symptoms and track the benefit of each choice you make for each animal is to keep a journal. So I highly recommend you keep a journal. On my website, and probably on HA somewhere, is an article on making your own and keeping your own.
There is on HA because I recall reading it. Continue.
But there is also, you can get the Healthy Cat Journal, the Healthy Dog Journal as ebooks. Soon to come, Healthy Horse Journal.
Awesome.
And then, or on my website, if you're not a member of Holistic Actions, you need to be a member of Holistic Actions to get those. The journal is important. And then finally, back to what we've talked at several times here, and that's creating your holistic healthcare team. And actually, the other piece is things you can learn to do yourself.
Correct.
So Holistic Actions talks all the time about things you can do yourself, changing your mindset, learning energy approaches. And the energy approaches are, you know, this is just a partial list of the energy approaches, but Reiki, you can easily learn almost anywhere. Healing touch for animals is like the healing touch used by nurses in the hospital. Emotion code and EFT, or emotional freedom technique. Then there's, if anybody listening to this has an animal with cancer, buy the book, The Energy Cure, and read the appendix and start using the cycling approach. It's been known to help many animals and people resolve cancer and other chronic problems.
Right.
Eden Energy Medicine. Tons on YouTube about Donna Eden's work, things that you can do with yourself and your animals to prevent problems. Tellington T-Touch, acupressure, Tongrin, Tui Na, prayer, angels, scalar wave, Barbara Britton healing,
It truly is the gamut. It truly is.
And so you can learn all of these things that can be helping prevent problems as well as soothing problems. You can soothe problems. Now, all of those are 100% sustainable for the planet because they only take learning and then implementing. A few of them, you might have to buy one thing, like a beamer mat or a tuning fork, but then you're good for life.
Correct.
Now, these others do take some from the planet, but gently. Flower essences, essential oils, herbs. These are all things you can use along with supplements and other medicinal type supplements for specific problems like L-lysine for animals, cats with herpes, or you with fever blisters. So the bottom line of this whole course is stop and think. That's step three of the HMDM. Stop and think anytime there's a problem, whatever your gut reaction is, whatever your automatic, oh my God, this is awful. Oh my God, I got to the vet and the vet's not available. Oh my God, what's going to happen? My dog or cat's going to die. Stop. Take 10 breaths. Close your eyes. Visualize something beautiful. Look outside. Look at your animals. Do something to get grounded.
Excellent.
And then use your common sense. If this was me, if this was a child, if this was my husband or a neighbor, if this was a human, what would I be doing now? And then step back and, you know, but it's like to give yourself a break. When you're at a conventional veterinary clinic and they say, you have to do this, like, your cat has chronic kidney failure. It's really severe. You have to euthanize them today. There's a beautiful part where Bernie Siegel talked, I think both on Holistic Actions as well as on the All Paws Pet Talk TV. And his family had four kids and umpteen animals, snakes and cats and rats, and they all got along together, none of them in cages. And he had a dog and he took it to the vet, very ill. The vet said, you need to euthanize your dog today. He called his family to tell them. He said to the vet, now I can't do it right away. I have to talk to my family. He called his family and one of his children said, Dad, we don't do that in this family. Bring him home and we'll love him.
From the most
brought the dog, he brought the dog home and the dog lived another 4 years. So it's to, if you don't have good kids to call, that'll tell you that.
Correct.
Just tell the vet, okay, this is a lot of information. I need to think about it. So depending on how critical things are, go to the waiting room and think. Call your healthcare team.
Absolutely.
People on your healthcare team may be a good friend who has a holistic approach or holistic thinking.
Good.
It might be your own massage therapist who's willing to talk to you about something like that. So whoever's on your team, call them or do the breathing, grounding, thinking, and then go back and ask the vet, what about this? What about that? And then move on from there. And the more you participate with holistic actions, and sometimes you may think, I don't have the time. My animals are healthy. Why should I do this? It's called preventative medicine. It's called insurance.
Thank you. Thank you.
And actually, I want to, next to last, before I end here, is to remind people that given the cost of veterinary medicine today, you ought to have insurance. You ought to have pet insurance.
Thank you.
In Sweden, something like 50% have pet insurance. In the U.S., it's around 4% or 5%.
It's pretty low.
And it is expensive. I agree. It's expensive. So is healthcare insurance for yourself. If at all possible, do it and start when they're young, because then it will be cheaper in the long run. And
sure,
there's not going to be a pre-existing condition to get you in a pickle. And we had a speaker at Holistic Actions who went through how to evaluate which one to get. It keeps changing, so I'm not going
to
give you any recommendation.
And she did a great job.
There are ways.
I caught that one in replay. She did a great job. She did a great job.
You can look online and, you know, you can get help with that. So I would recommend that. So finally, Grandpa Bill, I would say, number one, breathe. Use your common sense. Think about your health, your animal's health, and the planet's health all as one, because they're all interconnected. Remember that there is no one right answer, and nothing you did was wrong. Oh,
thank
I
you.
Know my animal's sick now because he was vaccinated as a puppy.
Thank you.
Not necessarily.
Me. Thank you.
Oh, I did what the conventional vet said and it backfired. You did the best you could.
Exactly.
I did what the holistic vet said and it backfired and it needed a drug to make it better. There's no one right answer. You
it
weren't
isn't.
Wrong. Whatever choice you make, you did the best you could. And then you move on. And that's why learning how to evaluate the response and keeping a journal will help you. That's why looking for the imbalance of the energy field and working at making that healthier is, you can't ever go wrong there. And you may prevent something in the future. You might not. But always the best in the world, our animals live in the moment. Yes, they remember the past. They learn from the past. They think about the future in some way. But they don't agonize.
They don't.
They're in the moment.
They are in the moment.
Mostly. And
most
so
of the time.
Learn from them. That
yep.
That's important.
Dr. Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle.
Keep learning.
Yep.
Yep. Learn to talk. Learn to communicate. There are a lot of animal communication courses
they
out
do.
There.
They do.
So there's a ton of things for you to do. Don't feel
so
like, oh my God, I have to learn it all. I have to do it all. I would say, number one, learn some form of energy healing of one of those I mentioned or another one. There's so many more out there. Number two, look at playing around with diet a little bit, adding a little fresh food. Number three, learn how to say no. No, I'm not going to do this or that, even though other people push you to do that. And I invite you to join Holistic Actions and at least do the free healthy course. And I guess finally, if you're having trouble finding a veterinarian, we have a holistic veterinarian to put on your healthcare team.
Right.
We have a great article, which is also free, with all the website links in it, but you have to read the whole article and follow all the steps we tell you to do. And that's at holisticactions.com/select.
So beautiful.
And there you go.
That's a wonderful introduction. And all due justice to Dr. Christina, she did a wonderful job. It is so much more in depth with no aspersions on herself. It is a wealth of information. All the teams, Dr. Jean, we'll get into that. I'm going to hope to have all of them on. They have an open gate. Dr. Jean with the essential oils and all of that. It's things that I've been practicing, trying to profess. One last one I'll leave you as a cat owner. And I forget that I'm terrible with names. The lady that you had on with the touch and the sensation, I have been doing that for years. I practiced it after listening. My cats love it. They're in tune. I am the touching and the Reiki. I do it personally. Never mind what I do. It's not because I do it. It's got nothing to do with me. It's us collectively and the collective experiences that we're joining and grounding in every sense of the word, physically and, of course, put your feet in the ground and let your pets do the same in that connotation of being grounded. But as Dr. Christina, so be grounded on the common sense and don't necessarily let anybody goad you into anything. Respectfully, and you have a right to have a difference of opinion is great. It's what makes the world go around. All that other crazy stuff, nobody has to get upset or find out. There's many modalities. Anything that we left out in this session before we do say goodbye?
Nope. Okay, other great. Than just thanks to everybody for tuning in.
And it will be to be continued. We all have crazy schedules. It will be to be continued. We're going to do this. And this venue, if in any way, shape, or form that that's a piece in this pie to continue, we're a team. We're a team. That includes no practitioners. There's no false ears there either. That's what's so beautiful.
Nope.
So I'm going to say bye-bye for today. And good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be right here waiting for you tomorrow. Namaste, and I'm going to have you. Namaste. I'm going to have you hang around for just a quick second. Bye-bye, everybody. Continue to pay it forward. Everybody at this point knows pets, ourselves, at the extension. How could we not, that are in pain, agony, discomfort, out of balance and all of that? Lots can come at the precipice that we're at. Keep that in mind. We do it together as a community. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Thank you, everybody. Have a safe, enjoyable day whenever you hear this in replay. Peace. Thank you.